This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. When Orlando and things like it happen, people obviously worry about their loved ones. Business owners do too, of course, with the added burden of fears for the safety of their employees and their customers. Those fears are in turn driving a large and growing private security industry in this country. So we asked Marketplace's Mark Garrison to take a look at what we're calling Security Inc.
It's a delicate matter to talk business after so many Americans lose their lives for nothing more than being present at a gay and lesbian nightclub. So those in the security industry are cautious in discussing how shootings affect their companies. They say, unfortunately, a lot. Sandy Jones is a consultant in the field.
The security industry is resilient, unfortunately, because bad things happen.
U.S. private sector security spending is around $400 billion a year. Growth is strong in recent years. Some of that is new spending on technology, particularly cybersecurity. But fear of gun violence is a driver, too. Steve Amate runs the National Association of Security Companies, which represents security guard firms. He says previous shootings drove companies to hire more guards. He thinks Orlando could have similar impact.
They will be increasing their security because this is now kind of, unfortunately, a known risk.
The security industry is a mix of big companies and small. Some are household names. Others are specialized, like Securitas, a big global player in security guards. G4S is another big company in that space. It's in the news now because it once employed the Orlando shooter. G4S says he passed detailed screenings. The customers of the security industry are business owners and managers. Michael Gibbs is with ASIS International, a membership organization that represents the people who have to decide what to do to keep their employees and customers safe.
There's a lot of pressure. The stakes and consequences of all your actions are extremely high.
In the months to come, we'll see how much impact Orlando has on how businesses think about security and how that might change the places we work, shop, and play. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.